The celebration of the birth of Jesus is now less than 2 weeks away. More than ever, we need to put ourselves into God's presence so we can better prepare for His coming on December 25th. With each passing day, the Christmas holidays are quickly approaching. As the days get more hectic, we feel the call to have some peace and quiet, so we can pray and reflect on the meaning of Christmas as a gift from God. This is one reason we gather around the Advent wreath. We light the third candle of the Advent wreath, the pink one. This candle represents Advent joy as we wait to celebrate Christmas. For many of us, this is not a joyful time. These days often become very busy and frantic. Besides the busy lives we already live, there is so much more to do as we prepare for the Christmas holidays. There is shopping, putting up Christmas decorations, going to parties, and making sure that no one is forgotten at our family Christmas. This is why we have to ask for the grace of joy with all our heart. We tend to lose patience over small things, and we tend to get angry more often. We start the day knowing that there are not enough hours to do everything that we need to do. All that pressure sometimes puts us in a bad mood. The smile everyone sees is often a mask that hides our feelings of anxiety and stress. That is why we need to pray for the gift of joy that the angels announced the night Jesus was born. We begin to recover that divine joy when we remind ourselves that Christmas is a celebration of God's gift of love to us, and not primarily a social event. All things of this world and our lives will pass away. God's divine gifts remain forever. Our joy is eternal. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for the gift of your Son, for the gift of joy, hope, and love. We ask for an open heart to receive him as the baby Jesus who wanted to be born in a stable in Bethlehem. May our hearts overflow with joy this day. We pray for happy and grateful hearts because we are aware of all you have done for us. The difficult times we sometimes experience these days are nothing in comparison to the joy that the birth of Jesus gives us in our hearts. Amen.